Temperance in the spirit realm has two related works. The first can be described as helping us to be moderate or to avoid extremes. In our personal lives, we can use temperance to be moderate in our eating habits, for dieting, not to eat too much, and in general, to eat a variety of foods or for a balanced diet. In how much we sleep, we can be temperate in how much sleep we get, to get regular amounts of sleep and not to deprive ourselves, and in how we spend our money. We also need to be temperate or moderate in carnal things to have more time to devote to God. 1 Corinthians 9:25.
And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible.
So they are not temperate in this thing that they are going after. They are putting a lot of energy into that, and they are being temperate in other things that would draw them away from that heart's desire that they have. And it can be the same for us. And an opposite, Matthew 13:7-22.
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. In verse 22, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful.
Here it shows the person having been presented with the word and not rejecting the word itself, but getting too bogged down with other stuff. And Luke 8:7-14.
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection.
Here it shows choked with cares, too many worries, too many things. We need to grow more temperance when we are fighting any kind of spirit that wants to go to extremes, such as pleasure-loving spirits, pressure spirits, and all-or-nothing spirits in various areas of our life. Philippians 4:5.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
An all-or-nothing spirit is one that essentially says, if I can't do it all, then I'm not going to do anything. If I don't have 3 hours to work, then I'm just not even going to start at all. I can't work for an hour. It's got to be all or nothing. And that's just not true of so many things. There may be things that is true of, but some judgment can help us know which is which, and temperance can help us temper out and see through the falseness of that all or nothing spirit. Another work of temperance is to temper the spiritual body together so that there are not extremes on one side or another, overdevelopment of some parts of our spiritual body and underdevelopment of others. Exodus 30:34-35.
And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, stacte and onycha and galbanum. These sweet spices with pure frankincense of each shall there be a like weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy.
Here it chose to have these four things tempered together in the right mixture. And also 1 Corinthians 12:24.
For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked.
God will temper our body together, so it's not all one thing or all another. For example, if our spiritual body leans toward doctrine or the seed side, we need temperance not to spend all of our time on this, but to also pull in the substance side, such as kindness or other softer phases of spirit, to temper how we present that doctrine. Temperance would also help us be aware to pull on a variety of phases of spirit, as opposed to only pulling on the same few phases of spirit all the time. Temperance will help us balance our intake of seed and substance, so that they work together to form the complete, many-membered body God wants us to have. God has tempered the many-membered body together by calling souls into the ministry so that there are a variety of gifts, and teaching us to honor all of these gifts so that they can work together, with no one gift exalted above the others, and no jealousy or schism in the body. And that is 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, which explains exactly that there are many gifts that maybe we, without God helping us, we would value some gifts, and they're vested in the ones that strike a dart through us. But God will temper that together so that we honor them all. We don't just honor one or just honor the other. And have the right weight put on things. This many-member temperance is often lacking in Tract 2 religions that emphasize, for example, evangelism, 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 to the exclusion of the gifts of apostles and teachers to plant the word in people's minds. Or religions that are all shout and no word, or all word and no spirit. In the grace gift of spirit, God can work through the master, no, through the gift of a pastor to admonish the many-membered body when it is going to an excess of, for example, only preaching about Armageddon and evil spirits, to encourage us to have a soul-feeding variety of messages to preach to each other and to hungry hearts that are drawn to this ministry. And just to add to that, the gift of a pastor in our own mind can do the same thing, so that we look and see, is what is the smorgasbord spread with in our mind? Is it all just this kind of food, or is there a variety of messages, a variety of concepts, a variety of things that would be feeding and delicious to a hungry soul? Any questions about temperance? Question? No way they're going
to
hear you.
With regard to that last sentence, and I'm right along with temperance, and I'm going, Okay, man. Does this mean that the gift of the pastor has a significant amount of temperance in it? Is that, I kind of lost the train of thought.
It's just one of the things that God uses to lead a pastor in the oversight of the church, as a way of the pastor being able to say, look, the body's getting really overdeveloped on this thing, and why is there not more of that? So the pastor having the oversight, he's the one that God can click and check, and by his words cause there to be more tempering of what's going on many-membered-wise.
It seems like with other voice gifts, there's a larger account of certain phases of spirit, and just wondering if that's what was meant.
Yes, and that's because the pastor is a governing role in the church. Part of our governing of ourselves is temperance, governing the many-membered body, some temperance. Other questions? Is there a hand up way back there for a reason? Love, love. Just stretching. Next is trust.